Steve Rivera joins us now from AllSportsTucson.com. Talk some U of A. If there's anybody in this state that I don't think there is that knows more than this guy, I would love to challenge him because I don't think there is. How many books have you written, Steve, about the U of A?
Five, and I'll stop when they tell me to stop.
Wow, five. And what else can you write about? I mean, after five, I mean the program is.
Is there more
nuggets out there that you need to uncover?
I have plenty left. Let's see. There's last book came out. There's 2 years of this, last 2 years, the craziness that have been last 2 years, and stuff that I probably couldn't fit into a lot of the things I've written already.
I got to tell you what, Steve, it was yesterday, the celebration of the 20-year anniversary of the U of A winning that title with Miles Simon and Mike Bibby. It was all over the place watching.
Yeah.
In fact, the replay was on the other day, as a matter of fact. It was awesome to see that team win that. Down by, 17 at one time?
Well, you're talking about the first. That was the first round.
First round.
Yeah, the first round. Because they won it on April 1st, which would be, of course, the first round
right.
The one in Phoenix. But they won. Yeah, they were down by 17. You kind of knew. And it's funny, some of the people that work for U of A were already looking for flights home and looking through the record book when the last time they'd lost in the first round. You know, because it's happened a number of times. Historically, that was Arizona's MO.
We were talking earlier today, Steve, about the kind of cash that the coach is going to get after this is all said and done. I mean, it's upwards of about 1 million plus if he wins the Final Four.
If he wins the Final Four. I think he's at 190 or something like that now.
Jeez.
And I think that's like 10 bucks to you and I.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Steve, when you watch this team, and I mean, just as talented as they are, they go through really not many ups and downs, but when Trier got back into this lineup, and obviously he basically hit that wall after a great, great opening game against UCLA when he came back over Pollock Pavilion, and then he's been nothing but on fire. Talk about where this team is now as opposed to where they were earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, you're right. They haven't really gone to too many highs, too many lows. That was with and without Trier. He was out for 19 games. And they were steady. They couldn't beat Gonzaga, but I don't think many teams could have beaten Gonzaga that day they played. Their big guy made Arizona's big men look horrible. So you figured they needed a lot of work. Laurie Markkanen played very well in the first maybe 20-some games.
Right.
Then he hit a skid and didn't play well for a few stretch of games. And now it looks like he's kind of returned. Although last game they just blanketed him and he took four shots and made all four shots. But very consistent. There's a lot to like with this team, but then again, you know, we've been in this spot before where there's a lot to like, and then something happens.
Well, I think the other day too, Steve, is when you watch that team play UCLA. I mean, just the clamps that they put on Ball, and this, just defensively how they came alive and just protecting the perimeter as much as they did. Now it's just they've got the complete defensive game when they go against anybody, and you saw that against Oregon, even though Oregon tried to get back into that game at the end of it on Saturday.
Right, that's kind of been Arizona's MO too. They play really well, and then they slack off, and the team catches up, and then they have to survive. And that was Oregon's game on Saturday. And there's got to be a caveat, though. You know, before the season started and before the tournament started, I had Oregon winning it all. Not with ease, but winning it all. And then when they lost Boucher, they suffered that big deal. That was a big deal, and it's still going to continue to be a big deal. Arizona played well enough to win. They hit some shots late and survived it. But Oregon's still pretty good. Arizona, however, sure playing well. A lot of the elements, and I wrote about this, like, what's today, Tuesday, maybe Sunday, all the elements that need to work are working pretty well right now.
Well, I think the other thing, when in reference to what you were talking about on AllSportsTucson.com, some of the video you had there talking to Kadeem Allen, just this very mature senior guard who's pretty much kind of kept everybody under control, but kept them on a focus. You just see this quiet confidence in this young man and how well he's led this team these last few games.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And it's one of my points I'm going to probably write later in the week, where he was kind of an afterthought. He came in as the junior college best player 3 years ago, redshirted behind T.J. McConnell, learned, kind of did a lot of things when he didn't play. And then he started playing. Last year was a little bit of a struggle. And then this year, even from day one to now, he's gone from just kind of meteoric rise. because he's playing with confidence, he's playing with strength, very aggressive, and like he has nothing to lose, that he's playing on house money, and he's doing really well. I wish I could write that way.
You know, also watching the growth and development of Chance Comanche, I mean, to watch him as confident as he is, I mean, he just seemed, not that he was ever out of sorts with this team, but it looks like now he's pretty much out there not thinking and just reacting.
Exactly. He early in the year, I guess, was a little bit immature, doing some crazy things that he should not have done, and not off the basketball court deal. It's just kind of not paying attention or just not into it. And, in fact, not long ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, Mike Montgomery mentioned that he had it over the summer and that European thing, and that Chance was not as serious as he should have been, and that you could see his maturity growing and probably realizing that it's pretty important to deal with this stuff. And he's had a great final half year. And you mentioned him. You could point to everybody on that roster that's playing except for Kobe Simmons, who have raised their level of play.
With that being said, Steve, you know, I know we ask this all the time before every tournament. How is this team different than any of the teams in the past?
Oh, man, that's a good question. And I really don't know, and I've covered 27 of them, I think it is. In 97, you never thought that would happen, and they won it. In 98, when you thought they had the best team in the country, they didn't win it. 2001, when they were probably the second-best team in the country behind Duke or vice versa, they finished second to Duke in the title game. This team, at least in Sean's time, is much better offensively. Over the last 7-8 years, he's been concentrating on defense first, offense second. This has probably the perfect combination of offense and defense, and it's because of a guy named Laurie Markkanen and another guy named Alonzo Trier.
The other day, too, Steve, when you watch this team, especially during the tournament, is they got after it right away. They didn't, like, ease into their rhythm. They seem like they forced the issue during the tournament. And at times, watching this U of A team this year, seemed like when they get behind or they didn't quite come out, you know, guns a-blazing, was that a concerted effort for Sean Miller for these guys to get after it right now?
Yeah, I think so. It's more to be the attacker these days than it isn't. And this is a good team that attacks. Because of Trier, he gets to the basket very easily and very often. Laurie, who can shoot them off from the three, opens up a lot of space for a lot of other people. And then you mentioned him earlier, PJC, Parker Jackson Cartwright, who is playing beyond his time that he's played here. He's hitting threes before maybe 3-4 months ago. You think, what are you doing shooting that? Now you're thinking, please shoot it because he's hitting it.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned marketing a little bit earlier, but watching this young man grow and just as aggressive as he's become the last half the year. Is he 7 foot barely? He seems like he's about 220 pounds. But he plays, I will say this, he plays bigger, more aggressive than just looking at him.
Right. He does that because he's so fluid. You'd never think a guy that big could do what he does, and he does it. I've covered, like I say, more than 25 years, 27 years, and I've never seen a guy like him on the program. And they've had a lot of guys, like good guys, on the program. He does so many things so effortlessly, and he runs the court so well. And how many 7-footers shoot like him?
Yeah.
Not too many. And he's just a good basketball smarts guy.
So how far you got him going?
That's a good question. I looked at my bracket today. I've seen bad days. I've seen good days. It's how you play that day. Yeah. I haven't gotten to the Final Four. And let me tell you something. I'm a pragmatic guy. I'm not a homer. I don't really care if they win or lose. I just think that this bracket was set up perfectly for them.
Yes, couldn't agree more. Absolutely. Well, Steve, hopefully we can catch up with you through the ride. We hope it's going to be a long ride. And love what you're doing down there. And great. Love the website, allsportstucson.com. When did that launch? Great. When did it launch?
It was launched a while back, but we relaunched it in September.
Okay.
And we're very proud of it. And guys like you guys have promoted it. And over Saturday, we had 20,000 views on that Saturday championship day. It was the best all time.
Outstanding. Well, we'll keep pushing it, and we'll put it up on 1580 The Fanatic as well. So, hey, great stuff, Steve. We'll talk to you after this weekend.
Great. Thanks, guys.
That's Steve Rivera joining us from allsportstucson.com. Check it out. As you mentioned, if you are a U of A fan, that is a must for you.